At this point in their conversation, they arrived at the foot of a sheer rock that jutted up alone against the sky. A gentle stream ran through the lush green meadow where they stood, and many trees and flowers adorned the spot. It was here that the Knight of the Sad Countenance decided to stop and do his penance. "This is the place I have chosen to bemoan my luck," said Don Quixote, raising his voice. "O Dulcinea del Toboso, day of my night, joy of my grief, guide of my every step, lodestar of my fate, behold the state to which your absence has reduced me, and reward my faithfulness as you see fit. O solitary trees, my only companions from this day on, show me by the gentle swaying of your boughs that my presence here does not offend you. And you, my squire, blithe companion of my deeds, commit to memory what you are about to witness, that you may faithfully recount it to my lady." So speaking, Don Quixote leaped from Rocinante's back, stripped him of both bridle and saddle, and slapped him on the rump. "One yet a captive sets you free," he told the horse, "go where you will, for on your forehead it is written that you are fleeter than the hippogriff of old."